And I mean that in the nicest possible way, Phil. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. Happy New Year to you both.
And to you, my
And to you. And to you.
Hey, and more importantly, to the listeners.
Yeah, yeah, good point. Hey, can I make this point to you and talk about frustrating? Daniel Arzani, Aaron Moy, Martin Boyle out of Graham Arnold's Asian Cup squad and question marks over Tommy Rogic and Matthew Leckie. Now, that is frustrating.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, the doomsayers would say Arnie's run over a black cat. But, yeah, look, it's they're big losses. There's no way to sidestep that. But I do get the feeling, having spoken to Arnie over the last few days, that the mood in the camp is very, very buoyant. They're very confident. They're happy with the way they're playing. You know, there's areas to improve, but that will come with the sharper focus of the tournament games rather than friendlies. Mm. And, you know, everything's set to go. Giannu comes into the squad by all reports. But certainly that's some firepower lost in the front third.
Oh, this is what coaching is all about, really, Mossy, isn't it? They're a little bit of adversity, and then you've got to try and rally the troops to bring them all together.
Yeah, that's right, Burke. And you know the Aussie way, mate. Like, backs to the wall is how we like it. The difference here, I suppose, is that, you know, we're defending the title. So that's point one. Point two, it's the Socceroos. It's a new regime under Arnie, and the way he's really gone about his business in building the culture or rebuilding the culture is all about enjoyment and, you know, enjoying playing together and playing with a smile on their face and a bounce in their step. And I think that's been evident. And, you know, when he took over, it was all about where are the goals going to come from. And, you know, you could question the standard, I guess, of the opposition in the last couple of games, but we've certainly found the back of the net, and you can only beat what's in front of you, and that breeds confidence. So going into the game, there's a lot more confidence about scoring goals and where they're going to come from, and the style of football Arnie plays gets bodies in the box, and that's been very evident.
Newcastle Jets versus Brisbane Roar last night. I don't know which team needed the win more. In the end, they settled for the draw 2-2. What'd you make of it?
Exactly what you just said. You didn't know which team needed the win more. In the end, neither got it. So it was a seesawing game. I thought Newcastle had the opportunity to put Brisbane to the sword in the first half and didn't, and allowed Brisbane back into the game twice. And some good goals, but some very, very poor defending on all four goals, to be brutally honest. But I think the storyline really was Johnny Katrimbas making his comeback from thyroid cancer and playing the 90 minutes and played exceptionally well. It was a great story, a really feel-good story, and congratulations to Johnny and all his family must have been so proud. Mm.
It was, yeah, it's wrapping up round 10, looking ahead at round 11, mate. Sydney FC, any news coming out of there, your old mob?
Yeah, Anthony Caceres has signed from Melbourne City, Berkey, or Manchester City. I think his contract was owned by, loaned back to Melbourne City. But former Central Coast boy, I had him up at the Mariners, and he's a wonderful talent, Anthony Caceres. He's now 26, so he's certainly not young in football terms anymore, but... I've always said if that kid can develop a self-confidence as great as what his coaches have in him and find an end product, he could be anything.
Is that right?
So, yeah, he's a wonderful player. He's one of those players who actually looks quicker with the ball at his feet than without the ball.
Right.
And glides past players. He's got a final pass. He's got a great strike from outside the box. And Stevie Corrick has dipped straight into the transfer market to grab him. And he can play as a number six. He can play as a number 10. I think with the likes of Ninkovic and De Jong, Lafondra, Alex Brosk around him, I think he can really flourish in that Sydney FC team.
We've had Western Sydney Wanderers players come out today. We heard from the Red and a Wanderers supporter yesterday that he was disappointed from members of the RBB walking out before full time. But now we've had Brendan Hamill come out and apologise for the performance. Do we see improvement in Western Sydney Wanderers this round?
Well, you'd hope so. They've signed Yeboah, who you may remember lit up the A-League before he went over to Germany when he was playing for Brisbane Roar. Young player, he can play as a winger or a number nine. Scores spectacular goals. He's got a few backflips in his repertoire when he scores goals. So.
Right.
You know, that's the sort of energy. Marcus Babbel was very critical of his team's lack of energy in the game against Melbourne City. I didn't think they were as bad as what their supporters made out in that game, or maybe Melbourne City weren't as good. But it was a bit of a stalemate that game. Melbourne City got the points, and you know, Western Sydney fell asleep for 2 minutes and got punished. But certainly, they need to find more energy. They need to find more consistency. And Oriel Riera, their marquee striker, just needs to start finding the net more consistently. He scored 15 goals last season, and he's just yet to fire in that team this season.
We talk about Brisbane Roar in that draw last night. We're hearing Robbie Fowler, old Liverpool legend.
Yeah.
Perhaps putting his hand in the ring to become coach there, obviously after John Aloisi's gone.
Burke, you've been doing your research, mate. It's quite amazing, isn't it?
Have you given him a call?
Robbie Fowler has been linked to every A-League job that's been going since he left the A-League as a player. You'll remember he played with North Queensland Fury and Perth Glory. And every single job that's been going, his name's been linked to it, yet he's never got one.
How come he can't get a start then, Mossy?
Well, I think it's probably his lack of experience as a manager. Is the A-League the right league for us to bring a rookie foreign manager to?
Yep.
When we've got so many good coaches in Australia and waiting for their opportunity. So, I wouldn't like to see... I know Robbie Fowler's got the name, and that's fantastic, but I'd rather see a Harry Kewell or, you know, someone like that who at least is Australian come back and get an opportunity in the A-League to be a manager, because we're not a breeding ground to develop foreign coaches. We're here to give Aussie coaches a chance.
So is that the way you look at it for the A-League? Do we prefer Australian coaches an Australian way rather than bringing in the foreigners?
Look, I think so. Unless there's a foreign coach who's really going to add something to our league, I think that's the way we have to go. We haven't got a lot of jobs in Australia for coaches. We've got a lot of coaches going through their badges and paying a lot of money to get qualified, and yet we've only got 10 A-League jobs, and one of them's in New Zealand, and then, you know, 10 assistant jobs, and that's it. Other than that, you're either a technical director or you're working part-time in the state league. So, I'd hate to see one of those 10 jobs I've just spoken about go to a foreign coach who hasn't earned his stripes.
Yeah.
Or you're tearing up Wall Street as a banker is another option for football coaches. And I guess New Zealand probably grateful that they don't think the same way with Mark Rudin there. The other thing about Robbie Fowler, doesn't he own 100 investment properties in Liverpool?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
That's half of Liverpool, isn't it?
Every time he scored a goal, he bought an investment property. Mate, let's go to the EPL. AFC Bournemouth and Watford, they're going to halftime at 3-3. It was 2-1. There's been a goal in the 34th, 37th, 38th and 40th minute.
Quite remarkable. Quite remarkable, Jimmy, isn't it? It is a silly season. And if you look at the games across the EPL and across the A-League over the last week, there's some crazy things that have happened. But fans like goals, Jimmy, so the more the merrier.
Well, we'd like to see a goal, most notably for Manchester United, 0-0 with Newcastle United at half-time.
Well, that's probably not going to happen. But what will happen is Liverpool will get over the top of Man City tomorrow morning.
Wow, okay. That's all right. We did predictions yesterday, but that's okay. So
mate, you lose credibility when it's your side.
Who's
you just
taking
say
out the
win.
Title?
Well, if you ask the bloke next to you, Berkey, he'll say that it's ours to lose.
Correct.
That's
lose.
True.
Correct.
It is true.
And I'd agree with that. Absolutely. And I've said all along, there won't be any slip-ups now. In all seriousness, this game tomorrow morning is absolutely massive. It is absolutely massive. When you think Champions League is just around the corner as well, so that throw that dynamic into it again. If Liverpool can maintain this lead over Manchester City, even if they get a draw tomorrow, that is a massive boost going into the back end of the season.
Despised outsider, Liverpool, $3.30. Manchester City, $2. The draw, $3.80. Thank you, Phil Moss.
Been a pleasure, guys. Speak soon.